This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 16 May 2019. Here is the trailer for Vaxxed, From Cover Up to Catastrophe.
My phone rings, and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study, and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called a clinic, and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head bang, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, if there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. Then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
And CDC's judgment.
Now, let me remind you what Dr. Wakefield just said. Now, remember the Wall Street Journal? Remember right at the beginning of that video? And the complaint is, well, the social platforms aren't doing a good enough job with getting rid of the bad and false fake news information. They tied the autism to the measles vaccine, when that is not the case at all. It's the MMR and other vaccines. I'm so sorry. I thought that was worth pointing out.
The best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did. But we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
Now, that was Representative Bill Posey. We'll get to his video here in a second, but let me finish out with this clip from Vaxxed.
1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
The liars and the thieves are planning on doing just that, letting it happen. Now, representative that you, the guy you just heard his voice, Representative William Posey, his plea to investigate vaccines after the William Thompson expose. Well, it's now 4 years and counting with no investigation. Why? Here's what Congressman said over 4 years ago.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Florida, Mr. Posey, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today on matters of research and scientific integrity. To begin with, I am absolutely, resolutely pro-vaccine.
Mm.
Advancements in medical immunization have saved countless lives and greatly benefited public health. That being said, it's troubling to me that in a recent Senate hearing on childhood vaccinations, it was never mentioned that our government has paid out over $3 billion through a vaccine injury compensation program for children who have been injured by vaccinations. Regardless of the subject matter, parents making decisions about their children's health deserve to have the best information available to them. They should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth. For these reasons, I bring the following matter to the House floor. In August 2014, Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, worked with a whistleblower attorney to provide my office with documents related to a 2004 CDC study that examined the possibility of a relationship between mumps, measles, rubella, vaccines, and autism. In a statement released in August 2014, Dr. Thompson stated, "I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the Journal of Pediatrics." End quote. Mr. Speaker, I respectfully request the following excerpts from the statement written by Dr. Thompson be entered into the record. Now quoting Dr. Thompson. "My primary job duties while working in the immunization safety branch from 2000 to 06 were to lead or co-lead three major vaccine safety studies, the MADDSP-MMR, Autism Cases Control Study was being carried out in response to the Wakefield-Lancet study that suggested an association between the MMR vaccine and an autism-like health outcome."
Now, let me make a little clarification here. Measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR. But again, going back to the Wall Street Journal thing, what has been on the front page burner here? People need to take these measles vaccines. Measles. We're having massive outbreaks of measles. That's what the Wall Street Journal was alluding to without coming out and saying it, and then just saying, well, the measles vaccines, that doesn't cause autism. Can you see kind of the exclusion here? They didn't say MMR. They just said measles, riding on the crest of the other disinformation out there about measles. We have massive outbreaks. The entire country is going to come down with measles. Well, I won't. I already had them. I already had the mumps. Hell, I had whooping cough. And I survived all those things. And there weren't vaccinations for that back then. I survived them. Hell, I even survived chicken pox. I didn't even go blind. Wow. Somehow that you get these diseases, a young, healthy body can fight them off. And then guess what? Your body has what? Immunization against the diseases. Not artificially put into your body using egg yolks and for adjuvants, mercury, exactly what you want to shoot your children up with, right? Good, healthy dose of vaccination with a good shot of mercury in it.
Dr. There were several major concerns among scientists and consumer advocates outside the CDC in the fall of 2000 regarding the execution of the Verstraten study. One of the important goals that was determined up front in the spring of 2001 before any of these studies started was to have all three protocols vetted outside the CDC prior to the start of the analyses so that consumer advocates could not claim that we were presenting analyses that suited our own goals and biases. We hypothesized that if we found statistically significant effects at either 18 or 36-month thresholds, we would conclude that vaccinating children early with MMR vaccine could lead to autism-like characteristics or features. We all met and finalized the study protocol and analysis plan. The goal was to not deviate from the analysis plan to avoid the debacle that occurred with the Verstraten thimerosal study published in Pediatrics in 2003. At the September 5th meeting, we discussed in detail how to code race for both the sample and the birth certificate sample. At the bottom of Table 7, it also shows that for the non-birth certificate sample, the adjusted race effect, statistical significance, was huge. All the authors and I met and decided sometime between August and September 2002 not to report any race effects for the paper. Sometime soon after the meeting, we decided to exclude reporting any race effects. The co-authors scheduled a meeting to destroy documents related to the study. The remaining four co-authors all met and brought a big garbage can into the meeting room and reviewed and went through all the hard copy documents that we had thought we should discard and put them in a huge garbage can. However, because I assumed it was illegal and would violate both FOIA and DOJ requests, I kept hard copies of all documents in my office and I retained all associated computer files.
Oops. Gotta hate those records. Well, that was over 4 years ago, probably closer to five. Is Representative Posey, Congress critter from Florida, did he even get reelected? I don't remember seeing his name lately, so chances are he didn't. He probably got defunded, debanked, deplatformed, and de-everything else. But he said in this video, and this is, again, 4 to 5 years ago, that $3 billion have been paid out to families whose children have been harmed by the vaccines. We have our own vaccination court. This is a fix. And they have since paid out over $4 billion. Who pays anything to anybody if actual damages aren't actually happening? Wow. Yeah, it's a world of de Blasio's now. We own you. We own your body, and we can shoot it up with whatever we want. Oh, God. Well, I've got this little video loop running in my head of de Blasio sitting in what would appear to be one of those old wooden chairs they used to use for electrocutions. Only not electrocuting him. Just people calmly walking in with hypodermic needles, shooting him up with all kinds of things, using him as a human pincushion, if you will. Stick a sharp needle in his eye, shoot him up with something. Yeah. Then we can all have these little fanciful vengeance thoughts. But we want this stuff stopped. The corruption and the collusion and the conspiracy. Oh, yeah. Thompson didn't destroy his stuff. They came in with a garbage can, knowing they were going to be throwing stuff out, took their what they considered to be the reports that they didn't think anybody else had. You better think again. That information is still alive and well, and I'm sure it's been put in more than one location. Why are not the pharma cartels being treated the same way as Bayer and Monsanto right now? If you're killing people and you've been trying to cover it up, you're going to be held accountable. Oh, yeah. That's an often misused word. When we say somebody should be held accountable, what happens to them? 99% of the time, absolutely nothing. There's no justice in this country. There's just us and then you. And you don't count. We count. With our money and our lies and our corruption and our collusion and, yes, our conspiracy. And the rest of you can go to grass and eat hay. We're the important ones. You're not. Any of you out there have an autistic child? You know of anybody that has an autistic child? What is the one thing that a mother prays, absolutely prays for, when she has a baby? That that baby be born healthy. With all little 10 fingers and 10 toes in place. That they're viable, functional human beings that are going to grow into adulthood, hopefully one day. But now they're just slobbering. Oh, God, I can't even express. Because I am not a mother. I have not had a baby. But for you women out there, imagine you in good faith listening to your doctor, or you went to the hospital and they're demanding that, oh, we can't release your baby until he has his series of injections. And you go, okay, well, this is the hospital. You know what's best. And they shoot your kid up, and all of a sudden, he turns into a slobbering human vegetable. God, the inhumanity of it. I'm... You know what's gone? Totally gone from America's landscape? Respect for human life. And we wonder why we get a bunch of crackpot little kids that can't figure out what sex they are, or a 15 or 16-year-old delving into politics, something that adults don't even understand what they've created, let alone a child. Being frustrated, going into a public venue and killing people. Are you serious? Where is their tip of we don't give a damn about human life coming from? By people like yourselves that are demonstrating every single day of my life that you don't give a crap and you don't think you can be touched. The day of touching is coming. I swear on my parents' graves, the day of reckoning is coming for you. It should have already arrived. It should have already been here. But we understand what we're up against. And we're not selling you short, not for one moment. Alabama just stirred the pot, didn't it? Said even in a case of incest or rape, no abortions. Doctors who perform those in Alabama, you're going to jail for 99 years. I want to see some doctors that are going to ignore that, trying to practice medicine in the state of Alabama, that want to test that. 60 million. 60 million viable little human beings that we don't know what they would have become. Maybe we killed off another Thomas Jefferson or a George Washington. Out of that 60 million, what would those children have grown up to be? You don't know. You'll never know. Because they're dead. You want to see a political circus start? I know where this is all going. And it's going to go to the Supreme Court. You can bet your last dollar on this, about the issue of abortions. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. With back in 1973, Roe v. Wade. Yeah. Hopefully that can be overturned and put the respect back in the equation of our human living condition here. One of respect, to value life rather than to cheapen it and destroy it. Yeah, we've got some great teachers, don't we? What's that message going out to our children right now?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've heard me speak about John Brennan that now works for the Communist News Network. Isn't that apropos? Well, some more information has come out about Mr. Comey. Now, these were the heads of Obama's FBI and CIA. They both voted for communists during the Cold War, yet were somehow able to move up in the ranks with the same U.S. intelligence community that had spent decades fighting that very ideology. Journalist Paul Sperry noted on Wednesday that former FBI Director James Comey admitted in a 2003 interview to having voted communist before casting his ballot for Jimmy Carter in 1980. And Paul Sperry, he puts out a tweet, WTF? Former FBI Director James Comey started out as a communist like CIA Director John Brennan in the 1970s. And Comey says, I've moved from communist to whatever I am now. That's what he told the New York Magazine back in 2003. In college, Comey told the New York Magazine, I was left of center. And though a gradual process, I found myself more comfortable with a lot of the ideas and approaches the Republicans were using. He voted for Carter in 1980, but in 84 I voted for Reagan. I'd moved from communist to whatever I am now. I'm not even sure how to characterize myself politically. Maybe at some point I'll have to figure it out. Really? Really? Former CIA Director John Brennan, meanwhile, admitted in 2016 to voting communist in the 1970s. When asked at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual conference whether past activism would create a barrier for diverse candidates who want to enter the intelligence community, Brennan said that he was forced to admit to voting for communist Gus Hall for president in 1976, according to CNN. And then look who hired him to work for CNN. It was CNN. Wow. You can't make this stuff up, folks. There is no conspiracy here. Let's move on. God almighty. He says, I froze because I was getting so close to coming into CI and said, okay, here's the choice, John. You can deny that and the machine is probably going to go, you know, wacko, or I can acknowledge it and see what happens. That's what CNN quoted John Brennan is saying. Their employee of John Brennan. And I can see this little asshat wearing a communist Russian uniform right now. And who says that he wasn't a double agent? Now here's another one. He might have very well been an agent for the Soviet Union. You know, they like to plant people and groom them, and years and years and years it takes them to get into positions of, well, just say positions that can be used by other people for nefarious purposes. I think these two clowns should go on trial for potential treason against this country. Brennan, who was sworn in as CIA director on a draft of the U.S. Constitution without the Bill of Rights instead of a Bible. Yep. And that while he had voted communist, he wasn't an official member of the Communist Party, and he was relieved that he had been accepted into the CIA. Wow. I said I was neither Democrat or Republican. That's because they didn't ask you, are you a communist? They didn't give you a third choice. But it was my way, and I was going to college of signaling my unhappiness with the system and a need for change. I said, I'm not a member of the Communist Party, so the polygrapher looked at me and said, okay. And when I was finished with the polygraph and I left, he said, well, I'm screwed. Wow. Couldn't even pass a polygraph. And he became the head of the CIA. Do you smell something that's gone beyond the stage of rotten here, folks? You're starting to get an idea that this was collusion and a conspiracy that's been going on for a number of years to put key people in key positions to make key changes in this country? What do we got right now? Socialism. But that's the step and fetching. That's the red-headed stepchild to communism. We've got a serious problem here. Really? Do you think? So, if back in 1980, John Brennan was allowed to say, I voted for the Communist Party with Gus Hall and still got through, rest assured that your rights and your expressions and your freedom of speech as Americans is something that's not going to be disqualifying as you pursue a career in government, the former CIA director concluded. I wish we were all just whacked out conspiracy theorists, folks, and none of this was true. Man, you don't know how much I wish that were the case. But it ain't so. Tell me it ain't so, Joe. Tell me it ain't so.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So in 1980, John Brennan was allowed to say, "I voted for the Communist Party with Gus Hall and still got through." So two of President Obama's spy chiefs voted communist, while Obama was influenced by the likes of Bill Ayer, Saul Alinsky, and his pastor, remember, Jeremiah Wright, where he said, "God damn America." There's a photo, by the way, of Obama holding a copy of Post-American World by Fareed Zakaria. And here is Andrew Breitbart, before he got Breitbarted, at the age of 43, talking to a huge crowd about videos he was going to release on Mr. Obama.
And so what do we get now? In Barack Obama. Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you why, to show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money from real capitalists who gave it on to their children and their children's children, and then they become communists. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. That's a parenthesis. Barack Obama is a radical. We should not be afraid to say that. Okay? And Barack Obama was launched from Bill and Bernadine's salon. I've been there. It became a self-evident truth to me that there's zero chance that this incredible chef did not cook many a meal for Barack Obama. Don't tell me ABC, CBS, and NBC I don't have the that I can't posit that theory, because it's a self-evident truth. Just like it was a self-evident truth that he was with Jeremiah Wright, and just as it's a self-evident truth that when he was at Harvard, he was advocating for the worst of the worst to join the faculty. Radicals. Radicals at Beirut on the Charles. And that...
By the way, you want to know how dangerous this is to interrupt Andrew Breitbart here? This went out over C-SPAN, folks. Now you're starting to get a better picture as to why Andrew Breitbart was Breitbarted. And who did the rubbing out of said individual?
That is who's in the White House, and that's who's outside right now telling you you don't have a right to be here, and who would squelch your free speech just as easily they do at Harvard, Vassar, Yale, Wesleyan. They're a bunch of totalitarian freaks.
Yeah, gotta kill this guy. He's got too many people clapping for him with the truth. Wow. You see what we're up against, folks? Do you see why we got to work extra hard every single day of our lives? Otherwise, your life isn't going to be worth spit. You're not going to be able to live your life. You're not going to be able to do and say what you want. This is the very essence of what this country was about. The individual. If it doesn't work for the one, if they do not have your God-given rights in place, if it does not work for the one, how the heck do you multiply it times a million, times 300 million, and somehow it's going to work? If it does not work for the one, it will not work for anybody. Steve in North Carolina. Hello, Stephen.
Good day, sir.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot. But my question is, I talk to my father often. He's 70 years old. And I bring this stuff up to him. And he says, what are you going to do about it? You can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. Can't do nothing about it.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you here, Stephen. How old your father? You said 75?
70 years old, yeah.
He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Was he...
Vietnam vet, yeah.
Okay, a Vietnam vet. Okay. All right. So the message to you, his son, he's telling you, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. So there's nothing we can do nothing about it. We cannot do nothing about it, because things are the way they are. But what are we going to do about it? So I'm asking you, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know, Stephen. How long have you been listening to this show?
about 10 years.
Okay, you haven't heard me offer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, okay, so you want me to recap just in case somebody didn't hear it?
Oh, yeah. No, I know, but I can't tell him that, and he ain't gonna listen to that.
Well, then you know, look, Stephen, I don't mean to be brusque or rude or downright mean here, but why should I give a damn about your father?
You shouldn't, but I want to know about what can I tell him that what we are going to do about it?
Look, if you're asking me to do that, and you have conversations with your father, and you're asking me, what can I do to change this man's mind? Does he listen to this broadcast? Does he listen to anything aside from his own self?
No. He watches NBC and all that.
Well, great. Well, then, you know what, Stephen? I don't give a damn about your father. I don't care.
That's where I'm at right now, myself. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You know,
he can't even get on the internet. He's one of the old school people. You know what I mean?
Old school. I'm not too far off your father's age, and I didn't have a tutored conservative or Republican, or I didn't grow up with a Constitution, and somehow I was able to find my way through life. I was able to adopt a philosophy for myself that allowed me to sleep at night. But it didn't say curl up your toes and stick your thumbs up your nose and do nothing.
I agree with you.
Holy mackerel.
I agree with that. I would agree. I learned it, but he's just what you call him, I don't know what you call it anymore.
I've got a litany of words, but I don't want to use them, and I don't want to embarrass you, Stephen. But this is what gets me. This is what gets me when we have people that will sit back, will not look or listen to one iota of the evidence that's put forth to them that we're in a whole lot of trouble. And then sit there and they'll castigate people. I mean, even their own family members will not listen to them. What do we call these people? The Walking Dead?
I don't know. I don't know, John. I tell them about this stuff I've been talked to about years, but they refuse to listen, and they think. Our government is all just, it's
well, okay, Stephen.
You know?
Okay, I've never done this to anybody on the air ever before, but I'm drawing the line here with people that are going to be like your father. Deliver this message to him that a national talk show host said after hearing the exchanges between himself and his son. I don't give a damn if you're alive or dead. You tell him that for me.
Yeah.
You tell him that for me.
I'll tell him that. I'll relay that message. Yeah.
Stephen, I'm sorry to be so harsh, but I'm telling you what. I've had enough equivocating. I've had enough of the mindless, do-nothing crowd out there, the cowering cowards. I've had enough with all of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, Aaron.
Buddy,
there's a lot of it.
It's real close to you, isn't it?
It's close to me.
All right, look, I've got calls stacking up here. Stephen, I don't know what personal note I can relay to you.
But can I ask you what do we do about it? And now all the problems we got, my own personal consumption.
Let me go back you've been listening to this program for 10 years, and you're asking me that question again.
Oh, it's bullets and guns. I know that.
No, that's the last one. And there is less. Listen to me. Listen to me, please. If we go to the cartridge box, there is a good chance with what we have right now. that the only thing that we have to look forward to is 6 foot underground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what have I been telling the listeners? At any given opportunity, you stand up with God, Constitution, your own conviction, and you push back. You push back as hard as you know how, as hard as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Because the day, listen, pulling down. Because the day is going to come here very soon that we cannot gather up the assets that we have trained and educated. If we don't have enough of them, I can guarantee you one thing. Your life isn't going to be worth spit. Murr in Wisconsin.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Yeah. For Steven there, if he does get on the internet, he ought to maybe get the archives and play this back for his father.
Haven't you been listening to this conversation? There isn't a damn thing that his son...
Well, it might impress his father as being like a drill instructor listening to you. Know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I really don't, Mark.
Well, it might impress him that somebody's really trying to get through, no matter how much his son is struggling. And his son, Stephen, he ought to maybe get his father interested in something. I don't know, does Stephen like to cook? Get him interested in fixing some kind of food. Get him away from the TV is what I'm saying. Get him away from it. Get him doing something else, anything else. Read to him. Do something. But what I wanted to tell you about was Andrew Breitbart, because the next fellow that comes on says that he's Jewish, or he was Jewish, whatever. No, his father was a Jewish banker, and his mother was a converted to Judaism, but he was full-blooded Irish and adopted by them at 3 weeks old.
Doesn't sound to me like that's the bloodline that passed on to him now, does it?
No. He's Irish. But he also not only put down about Podesta and the pedophilia, but early morning March 1st, 2012, this is the part I reminded James Kelso of when he was wondering why Joe Arpaio, was being pardoned. And I said, you know, it's because he revealed about the birth certificate. And that was March 1st, 2012. Andrew was supposed to be there, too. And that's when they struck him down. But there was a... I'm hearing myself. Anyway, but there's a... FBI, who was his name? Mike Zulu, I think. And, of course, Corsi. And Corsi's apparently Mossad, but... and Arpaio. And his posse had him come and do that, you know? But... So anyway, I just want to clarify about Breitbart. He's Irish, full-blooded Irish.
Well, and I've used the term, rather than being suicided or willy-wet-teamed, I come up with the term, you got Breitbarted.
You know, I don't even go to Breitbart either, or like Drudge, but Breitbart, who was it, Stranahan or whoever there?
It has changed, hasn't it?
Well, they claim, oh yeah, he just died of a heart attack. No, well, why'd the coroner die too then?
Because he was the one that could have brought evidence that it wasn't just a coronary, that it was brought on. You always kill the witnesses. You always kill the witnesses.
Hopefully, but I think they're kind of losing out now. We're all starting to speak up. And that's another thing, you know, like with during the Obama period there, we don't realize we're pretty powerful creatures. And while we're speaking forward, our subconscious is also speaking using the reverse, and I mean, it comes out clear as day. And you've probably heard Obama and all his little demons, they'd say, yes, we can. And it turned out to be, thank you, Satan. This just dragged everybody down, because you can hear that. We don't realize we hear that.
Yeah, I think this kind of conversation would really convince Stephen's father. What do you think?
I don't live for Stephen's father.
I'm sorry.
I live for the reality of what is.
Making a joke.
And right
there.
Now.
Making a joke there, Murr.
I know.
All right, look. I'm sorry. I've got to move on. Your final point, what?
Yes. Trump, on all the rallies, he was speaking off the cuff, and he was totally congruent backwards and forwards. That's what draws people in.
Yeah.
You know, some of these Stephen Moore speeches, he's maybe not quite as congruent. So anyway, thank you, John.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I mean, his reality is ABC, NBC, and CBS, and probably CNN as well. He doesn't want to know. And what gets me is how he derides even a family member for wanting to know and caring enough to want to tell his father. That's the worst insult here. That's the worst of it. Sam in California. Hello, Sam.
Hello, John. This is truly one of your best shows. I don't always agree with you and your approach with people, but I always tune you in because you bring some really cutting-edge stuff forward.
I'm just a simple American that has been lied to most of his life, and one day he woke up to find out he was swimming in a sea of lies. And I decided, Sam, to try to do something about it.
Good for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Boy, I don't see how you kept from blowing your top and going right through the ceiling of your office there, boy. You didn't. I couldn't have done it.
It's called but, 27 years of trying to grow a thick enough skin that I don't have to pop through my own skin. But sometimes, Fred.
You're really worn it here. I could say what a fabulous show this is today. I mean, you 27 years you put out, and I don't agree with you all the time, John, but for primary sake, people that call in with the same bull crap of who's doing this, get off your arses and go out there and evangelize whatever you believe in, whatever you've learned on RBN. Get off your can, get off the couch, get off the internet or the call in and go out and spread it all over. Talk to people. Anyhow, I'm picking up enough time. Bye. Have a hell of a good day, partner. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is what I've been saying. This is why when this guy brought this up, you know, what should I do? What should I do? I've been telling people what to do. Or at least trying to guide them in the right direction. Coming from a pool and a basis of knowledge that spanned more than a quarter of a century. Do whatever you can. Whatever you can. Whenever you can, however you can, rather than kicking the can down the road. Some pay when due, some never do. How do you do? How much time we have left, Sam? Let me see if I've got... I'm just mystified sometimes. You know, what's wrong with this guy's father is he doesn't want to know, and he will not admit. And here's another tragedy. In this guy's soul, in his soul, he knows there's something very, very wrong and very rotten. Yet he's willing to lie to himself and in turn lie to his own son. That's what you're going to be known for? I don't know, you're 70 now? You're going to be checking out in what? How many years? That's going to be your legacy? To part of your family? Is to stick your own head up your own butt? That's going to be your legacy to your family? I already knew, I could hear it in this guy's voice, I already knew his frustration. And it sounded kind of harsh to say, I don't give a damn about your father. I don't care if he lives or he dies. That sounds harsh, doesn't it? It's not. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, do you remember the story that I told you when we were giving talks And a young couple came up to me and asked me, you know, I'm, you know, we're having problems and it's all centering around what we should do and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at them and I said, so you're squabbling amongst yourselves. You're obviously here because you know something's wrong. You want to learn more. But you two are at odds and you're ready to scratch each other's eyeballs out. Do you have children? Yes, we have children. Wow. And you're arguing amongst yourselves as to what you should do. You have a charge. You have a duty. You have a responsibility. You have a family. The very next night, this was a two-day symposium we put on. The very next night, that young couple came back with children in tow. Now, folks, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a family counselor. But I told these two young people, and I looked directly at the man, and I said, you know what? You can get another wife, but you can't get another country. That was the last thing that I said to him when I first met them. They came back the second night. I had prioritized their commitment. And evidently they re-examined the commitment to themselves. And they thanked me. That wasn't easy to do. I thought about that for a number of years. That's kind of bold of you, John. But I was right then, and I'm right today. I am not going to waste time with people that are actively, consciously going to fight me. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy, and I don't have the inclination. What I am interested in is touching the hearts and minds of the people that still give a damn in this country. That's why I'm here. You know, I just knew it was going to be one of those days today. Oh, and by the way, this almost seems anticlimactic, doesn't it? Well, our U.S. police state here has captured 117 million of us Americans in facial recognition systems. All coming for the day of the roundup, folks, and I don't like to hammer that, but you know what? There really is a red and blue list out there as described years ago. It is real, it is active, and they're compiling the databases. How did you think they were going to find you? They got new toys. And you know what? This stuff isn't even accurate. But you know what? It doesn't matter to them because they've got no regard for you. They have no humanity. They've got nothing. That's like going up to a pig and kicking him because he's not a cow. Enough of the game playing, enough of the equivocating. It's a fight for our lives and our future. And if people don't want to see that, I don't have one kind word for you. Not one. We must take America back. We must take America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.